Nope.
Hello, this is Will. Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Roger Flat.
Speaking. Hold on. Let me turn TV down a little bit here.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
You're from a union hall, the International Bricklayers?
Yeah, Mr. Flat, I'm not calling to sell you anything or ask you for any donations. The purpose of my call is because we want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
26 to 40.
Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Are you a plasterer, tile, marble finisher, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, mason helper or finisher, marble mason, PCC restoration, stone mason, tile setter, bricklayer? Thank you.
Bricklayer and plus cement mason.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
sir.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no problem. Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journey, label, mechanic, foreman?
I was a journeyman.
What was that? I'm sorry?
Journeyman, bricklayer.
Okay, okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
No, I'm retired now.
Oh, you retire, okay. And approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed when you worked before you got retired and were unable to find work when you wanted to work?
How many weeks did I work when I was retired? I didn't work when I was retired.
No, before you retired. I mean, was it difficult?
Oh, before.
Were you
before. Yeah, I would say because it's a seasonal trade, I would say I worked 9 months and 3 months off. Back to employment.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, did you ever find it necessary to work for any non-union contractors before you retired?
No.
No. Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No, I'm retired, so I don't pay no more dues.
Okay. And thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Well, actually, probably about the same.
About the same, okay. And do you think... or do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer, or about the same number?
About the same.
About the same, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, including yourself?
No.
I know you're retired. No, okay.
No.
And yes or
you want to know my reason?
Yeah, yeah. Please.
I said no, but this is my reason, is because these people, younger people are coming in, they don't learn the trade. They serve 4 years of apprenticeship, they're not learning, they come out of journeyman, and they get fired all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No problem. Thank you so much. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a steward by the union before you retired, when you worked?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
About the same, okay. And now looking at your family economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
I think it's going to get worse.
get worse, okay? Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about on the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat, cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you never had no real safety concerns?
Dust.
Okay. But a specific, can you name in a specific one?
Silicosis. People come with a dry saw, nobody wearing a mask and stuff like that. Dust is all over the place.
Okay. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing in the last 12 months?
No.
What about picketing?
No.
What about political canvassing?
Political candidates, I vote every 4 years for the president.
Okay. But on the you
talk about union officials? Union officials?
Yeah, union officials, yeah.
Union officials? No, I haven't participated in that, no.
Okay, thank you. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visited a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly? When you worked?
Regularly.
Tired.
Once a week.
Okay, so you will say regularly?
Yes.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources, from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one that you are least likely to get your news from. Friends and neighbors, the internet or social media, cable news, print or online newspaper, local TV, news programming, radio. Which one of those?
That would be cable news, Fox.
Okay. Okay. And that second?
Second would be internet.
Internet, okay. And third, friends and neighbors, print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, radio?
Friends.
Friends, okay. What about fourth? Which one will be fourth? Print or online newspaper, local TV news programming, radio?
There is no fourth. No.
If you had to choose one randomly?
Newspaper.
Newspaper, okay, thank you. And as a fifth one, you would choose either local TV news programming or radio, any of those, just randomly?
Local TV.
Okay, so you don't like radio much, right?
No.
Okay, no problem. Which cable network is your preferred news source? CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, another news channel?
Fox News.
Fox News, okay, thank you. Which of the following issues matter the most to you right now? Jobs and the economy, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, the environment, education, healthcare, or something else?
Economy and jobs.
Thank you. As you may know, BAC, or BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes or no?
Yes, I know about the Davis-Bacon Act.
That will be a little bit, some, or a lot that you know
a lot.
About. A lot, okay.
A lot.
As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment on prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it?
Very important.
Okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe that Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections on the David Bacon Act?
Democrats.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM and Ford?
United Auto Workers.
That will be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the way Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as a president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
That will be somewhat or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay, what about the economy? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
What about immigration? I know that's a sensitive topic.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
What about health care?
Approve.
Approve? Somewhat or strongly approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about support for labor unions?
Support for labor union? Approve.
Yes. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you think you won't vote?
I will vote.
Okay. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. And what about the overall effectiveness of the international union? Is it poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Fair.
Fair, okay, thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and service, in your opinion, with a small statement in your own words?
How can they improve?
How can they improve, exactly, its representation and service? How can they provide a better service and a better representation?
Okay, short, brief statement. I think that the apprentices, instead of doing 4 years of apprentice, where they send them to school, I think they should be sent on a job, pay them $10 an hour, and let them learn on the job, because they come out of school and they know nothing.
Okay. You think they should get paid $10 an hour?
Well, they get out of school and they only get 40%, they should get paid 40% of the union scale. whatever that is.
Okay.
That's what they're going to pay now. When you get out of school, they get 40% of the union scale. But the union scale is close to 50, so whatever 40% of that is. You know, they go to school, they know nothing after leaving school. They get out of the job, they usually get fired, or they get laid off. There's a very on-the-job experience. Let the journeyman teach them. They're learning nothing in school.
Okay. But when they
are you a bricklayer?
They don't know. No, I'm not. But I'm writing everything you're saying. So let me repeat that. So in your opinion, when they come fresh out of school, they almost know nothing. Correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
They have no on-the-hands experience. It's a different ball game from being in school, you know, building little samples and stuff like that. They need to be on the job with a journeyman so they get taught right. I've seen journeymen after doing 4 years of apprenticeship, they know absolutely nothing. It's sad. It really is.
Okay. Thank you so much. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, in your own opinion, your own words?
My only opinion is take care of the members.
In what way?
Health care, retirees. And jobs.
Healthcare. What else you said? And jobs.
Take care of retirees and jobs. Make sure the men are working.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, mail, text messages, union meetings, a job site? Well, I know you're not working anymore, so either email, mail, text messages, union meetings?
Email be fine.
Email, okay. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, four or more times a year?
Four or more.
Okay. And finally, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican or something else?
Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. Do you think of yourself as a closer to the Democratic Party or Republican Party or neither?
Let me put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Before Joe Biden got in there, I was a Democrat, full diehard Democrat. And he's destroying this country, so I'm switching to the Republican Party. He's destroying this country.
Okay.
Yes, as of now.
And
yes.
just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white Caucasian, black African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other?
White.
Okay. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Roger.
Thank you, Roger. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate your time and your opinions. You have a blessed evening.
You too, sir.
Bye-bye.